Flyover Politic Podcast, the show for normal Americans. From this undisclosed bunker, here's your host, Tony Reed.
Well, I'm going to keep fighting like hell to make it. If you're under my plan, nobody earning less than $400,000 a year will pay an additional penny in federal tax. Nobody, not one penny.
And welcome back to Flyover Politic Podcast. It's the 12th of March, year of our Lord, 2024. And we start with him slurring his words. Today we've got a thrown together podcast. Wife's doing something. I figure what the hell, I'll do it today. Really kind of a hodgepodge. And we're going to start with basically the border. Because we have a media landscape that doesn't want to do reporting. So we're going to do some reporting right off the bat. And we're going to start doing it a little bit different than we usually do it. I play the sound bites, then we talk. I'm missing things. So we're going to slow it down today. And we're going to start by listening and dogging. So this is Chris Matthews back in the day. And this is what Biden thought about illegal immigrants.
Can you scare an employer in this country, whether he's an agricultural worker or a housewife, into not hiring an illegal because the punishment's so high that if you get caught,
yes,
it's a huge embarrassment to your family, and you may just get hit with a fine that'll kill you.
Yeah, absolutely, you can do that. That's what we should do. Well, I think we should do that.
Because you can't catch everybody.
You can't. No, you can't. And the last part of this is that the Democratic position also recognized you got 11 million illegal aliens here. They have to have a way to earn their way into the deal. This is an amnesty. They're required to take 11 years worth. They pay a fine. They got to learn to speak English. They got to pass
test this part.
Yeah.
Whoa. What? They have to speak English? They have to pay fines? What?
If we want the problems of Canada right now, let's keep encouraging people to keep their foreign language. English is going to unite this country potentially. It always has in the past.
I can't think of a country that has two languages as their accepted languages that is doing all that well, including Switzerland and or Canada.
It is amazing that our media won't do the right things, because let's be honest, folks. If you pick any policy, from abortion to the border to federal spending, you can find the career politicians that we all see on both sides of that issue. Everything he just said is xenophobic to the current liberal media, which is everything but Fox. Xenophobic. And because the man said illegal, there was a lot of this.
The president is walking back a controversial term he used during his State of the Union remarks. Biden used the word, quote, illegal.
He used the term illegal.
He used the word illegal.
He used the word illegal.
He used the word illegals to describe people.
He did use a word that did.
Let's just stop for a second. Are they not illegals? They're illegally here.
Bother people. Immigration advocates don't want to hear him use the word illegal.
Do you regret using the word illegal to describe immigrants last night, sir?
I kind of jumped as well when I heard that word.
We normally don't use that word because people are not illegal.
To be clear, no human being is illegal.
Congressman Chuy Garcia saying he was extremely disappointed to hear the president use that word illegal.
Joaquin Castro has said, like, this using that word and illegal dehumanizing is problematic. What did you make of that?
Well, that's probably true.
So in a second, we're going to play his return, but he said, I'm glad the president expressed regret on this. I know a lot of people, even many Democrats, say, what's the big deal? I used to think that, but language has tremendous power, including the power to dehumanize migrants and make violence against them more acceptable. So if you say illegal, there's going to be violence, because words are violence and we're wordsmithing. California just built to provide free legal assistance to illegals who are violent felons. This is not your parents' Democrats. These motherfuckers are Cujo crazy. The reality is they are fucking illegal. They're illegal. They're here illegally.
The president is walking back a controversial...
Clear. No human being is illegal.
Congressman Chuy Garcia saying he was extremely disappointed to hear the president use that word illegal.
Joaquin Castro has said like this, using that word and illegal, dehumanizing is problematic. What did you make
of that?
Well,
that's probably true. He probably should have used a different word.
Like Joe Biden's ad libs in the past, this one kind of got him in some trouble, particularly with Democrats who don't use the word illegal, call undocumented workers.
Saying to the broad Democratic base, you know, I hear you. I hear your.
I'm playing this whole thing out, folks, because this is your media. This is what they went with after the State of the Union. They all woke the fuck up, literally.
Concern, and I shouldn't use that word, is a smart thing to do.
Yesterday, Biden attempted to rectify this by apologizing for using that word to describe an undocumented immigrant.
You used the word.
This is what Biden said, and this to me is just fucking scary.
I noticed the look of surprise on your face when you walked into the chamber and you saw Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. It was priceless. You feigned shock at seeing her. But during your response to her heckling of you, you used the word illegal when talking about the man who allegedly killed Lake and Riley.
An undocumented person. And I shouldn't have used illegal. It's undocumented. And look, when I spoke about the difference between Trump and me, one of the things I talked about on the border was that his, the way he talks about vermin, the way he talks about these people polluting the blood. I talked about what I'm not going to do, what I won't do. I'm not going to.
Awesome! Ding! Ding!
Ding! Ding! He didn't say any of that shit. It's once again taking the little bits of tidbits and they're going to redo it the same way he got him on fucking being part of the KKK and all the other bullshit he does. He never called them vermin. He never called all Mexicans rapists and murderers. He never said those words. But this is what's going to miss DNC with a gay black man who cries on TV.
I mean, any of these people with disrespect. Look, they built the country. The reason our...
They built the country.
The economy's growing. We have to control the border and more orderly flow, but I don't share his view at all.
We have to control the border with a more orderly flow that we're not going to do. Then a spokesman came on and said he missed his sister soldier moment.
Rachel, you were inside the chamber. What an atmosphere.
The level of decorum, the lack thereof, rather. And it was interesting to see President Biden. I mean, look, he knew this from the last time that he gave this address, that Republicans booed him. But going toe-to-toe, head-to-head with Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, as if this was some sort of, like, high school debate, open forum, repeating back the words that she was saying to him, challenging him on that. And that's where he sort of caught himself in this bind when it came to using the term illegal, which obviously drew a lot of backlash from Democrats, and now the president has backtracked on that.
What you know, I'm not sure that was as much of a mistake, even though he took it back, as people have made it out to be.
What a missed sister soldier.
Just remember right there, what did he just say? He just defended them, because remember, this guy was a spokesman for Hillary and Clinton, and he is considered a real newsman. Think of Karl Rove was on Fox hosting a show. It's different if you're coming on for Democratic spokesperson. Democratic whatever the fuck is, you know, Jim Joe is from the Democratic group. Fuck all white people. He's got a show. sister soldier moment.
Moment for President Biden. He has this back and forth. He gets the better of it, but then once again sort of caves to that far left sort of campaign staff level base within the Democratic Party, where you're worried more about what you called the murderer than you are about the woman who was murdered. And again, like when you're trying to actually reach those voters who are going to decide this election, not the Democratic base, but the people who don't like two of their choices here and are looking for some way forward, a total missed opportunity.
And she's right. We're more concerned with the what we call a murderer than the murder on the left side of the aisle. And as we continue to go down this road, we're going to let fucking 8 million people under his term into the country on top of the 20 million. So you're 28 million. How about 40 million? This is just what we know of. Are in our country illegal. We have Iranians coming in. We've had Chinese coming in. There have been 160 motherfuckers on the watch list come in that we caught. Not the ones we didn't. And now we have ISIS coming in.
The FBI concerned about the potential that terrorists and others might try to come through a poor southern border.
A whole host of threats that emanate from the border. And some of them are criminal threats. We talked about fentanyl and violence. And then, of course, we have concerns that it could be a vulnerability that terrorist organizations could seek to exploit.
Could be. It is. You can just walk the fuck in. You guys catch and release. Texas tries to close the border. You go to court to get Constantino wire taken down. Arizona does mill vans. Take it down. Leave it open. We want to replace them. It's not the replacement theory. It's the plan. Fucking shit. You guys printed it in the New York Times in 2016. We can replace them all with illegals. That's black people. Anybody who's an American. Fuck you. We don't want your vote. We're going to take these people and we can get in there and they're going to start working the laws, get those voting things that they wanted, like the acts they wanted to do in the beginning, the black guy who died, whatever the fuck his name. That thing was basically just vote Democrat. You are going to vote Democrat because you're going to mail in ballot. Everybody mails in ballot. You're no longer going to do it, and they're going to ballot harvest. So when we weren't doing that, you then have the view going that these people aren't bad people.
Here's what stood out to me in this. This will go down as one of the worst State of the Union responses in history.
Yeah.
And the worst part to me was not the silly performative nature. It was this story. She didn't talk to the victim of it. So the victim learned through media reports that her story was told. And there is a very real problem of women being sexually assaulted during the journey to come across the U.S. border. CBS, migrants are being raped at Mexico's border as they await entry. New York Times, hidden nightmare of sexual violence.
But that was not the story she
told.
Exactly.
So it undermines the actual suffering of women that happens as part of this dysfunctional border process. And it just undermined the efforts. And by the way, terrible staff work. No one even fact-checked it.
Yeah, but she said, I was just in that interview, she said, well, I'm talking about real things that happen with women in the cartels in Mexico. But your speech is about here and President Biden.
And she framed it as the U.S.
She was trying to blame Joe Biden for something that happened 20 years ago under George W. Bush in a different country. So the level of misleading that this lady did is and she's shameless about it. The part that's really bothersome is she gets caught.
They're doing human trafficking on a scale that's not even fucking... The cartels aren't moving drugs anymore, folks. They're moving people because it's more profitable. And the Biden administration helps them. There was only one settlement I could find where somebody fought back on the insanity the left wants to do on this border because they know it's hurting Biden. This is not going well for your suburban mom voter that they need. Because nobody feels safe. If it isn't George Floyd protests that made half the women in America scared to death, it's the fact that you have illegals everywhere and crimes through the roof.
I'm surprised to hear you say that it's wrong to mislead the American people and not have much to say about Joe Biden's State of the Union. I mean, people are more worried about Katie Britt's thing than some of the things Joe Biden said, including yesterday on NBC. I'm not as worried about SNL as I am worried about what Biden told NBC
when he
apologized for calling the murderer of Laken Riley illegal. He had it right in the speech, and then he got bullied by his left flank into changing it. Well, it's undocumented. And then even more outrageous, he said, I'm not going to insult people like that because they built the country.
Let's put on, I'll come to you in a second. Let's put up the video so people know what Scott's talking about. Oh, we don't have the video. Okay, I'm sorry. But yes, he did say, he did correct himself
He did not apologize. I mean, that is ludicrous framing. He did not apologize to the...
Why does he insist on speaking? The White House is putting out press releases calling illegal aliens newcomers. Now he's saying, well, I shouldn't have said illegal. He's really documented. Okay. You know why? Because he is documented to have murdered someone, to have broken our laws, to have been in this country. He's very documented.
Okay.
Because language matters. Language is important. And Joe Biden is trying to build a coalition of people to get elected, reelected president of the United States. He is trying to bring in a community of people who care about that kind of language. And in Donald Trump, you have somebody who uses language to divide, to sow hate, to make people feel...
What the fuck does Donald Trump have to do with the goddamn border? He closed the border.
Feel unwelcome. Yes, our country is a melting pot, and a big piece of why our economy is humming, which it is, by the way, is because of murderers coming across the border.
And that is what these individuals are doing. They are coming to this country, fleeing persecution, seeking safety.
Then follow the laws. Follow the laws.
But you have to pass laws to follow. You have plenty of laws in place right now.
Just do it legally. Listen, I was there.
So then why didn't the
That's the whole thing. What the left wants to skid away with is, oh, I have to pass this bill. We don't pass this bill, we can't close the border. So the Republicans wouldn't pass the bill, so they aren't for border security. They did the same thing in the midterms with the fucking defunding the police. They said, well, you wouldn't pass a bill that we put up to fund the police, so you're defunding the police. And they got away with it because the media will run with anything. Our media is so garbage. This happened.
And you've endorsed Donald Trump for president. Judges and two separate juries have found him liable for rape and for defaming the victim of that rape. How do you square your endorsement of Donald Trump with the testimony we just saw?
Well, I will tell you, I was raped at the age of 16. And any rape victim will tell you, I've lived for 30 years with an incredible amount of shame over being raped. I didn't come forward because of that judgment and shame that I felt. And it's a shame that you will never feel, George, and I'm not going to sit here on your show and be asked a question meant to shame me about another potential rape victim. I'm not going to do that.
It's actually not about shaming you. It's a question about
Donald Trump. No, you are shaming me.
You've endorsed Donald Trump for president.
Right.
Donald Trump has been found liable for rape by a jury.
No, he's not.
Donald Trump has found liable for defaming the victim of that rape by a jury. It's been affirmed by a judge.
It was not a criminal court case, number one. Number two, I live with shame. And you're asking me a question about my political choices, trying to shame me as a rape victim, and I find it disgusting. And quite frankly,
yes,
E. Jean Carroll's comments when she did get the judgment, joking about what she was going to buy, it makes it harder for women to come forward when they make a mockery out of rape, when they joke about it.
It makes it harder for women to come forward when other women joke about it,
and she's joked about it. I find it offensive, and I also find it offensive that you're trying to shame me with this question.
I'm not trying to shame
you.
You are. Well, in fact,
yes, you are.
I've been with this for 30 years. You know how hard it was to tell my story 5 years ago when they were doing a fetal heartbeat bill and there were no exceptions for rape, incest, rape or incest in there? I had to tell my story because no other woman was coming forward.
I'm just asking.
No rape victims were represented, and you're trying to shame me this morning.
I'm just asking.
And I find it.
That is the most fucked up shit ever. And if it was a Republican channel, which is only on Fox, it would be front page news. You're going to shame a person that was raped over a bullshit rape charge that wasn't rape, but got through in a civil court. It's not rape. It's not considered rape. It wasn't a criminal court. You haven't proven anything. You got a bunch of liberals to get in a room who hate Donald Trump and say, yeah, some lady that can't remember any details of the harassment she got raped. And then the lady goes on TV and brags about how she's going to buy everybody fishing poles. So I could go on about it, but I'm going to let Megyn Kelly do it.
What a kind, sensitive man who clearly cares deeply about women and their sexual assault allegations. Thanks for being an ally, George. I see how concerned you are that victims might not come forward if they are publicly attacked by their rapist or his defenders. To be sure, that is a very real concern. It happens all the time, which you know, because you invented it. Remember? When you create a whole command center designed to smear Bill Clinton's sexual assault and rape accusers so you could elevate him right into the presidency. The attorney represented many of Bill's accusers, and there were many, George. Juanita Broderick, Kathleen Willey, Paula Jones, Jennifer Flowers, to name just a few, said you and James Carville, at Hillary Clinton's direction, formed a so-called war room whose purpose was, quote, to destroy any woman that would challenge Bill Clinton.
See, the problem is the majority of people out there talking right now, the majority of the kids are going to vote for Biden and company, don't even know this shit. They don't know how brutal. The Clinton campaign won because they did a bunch of bullshit about Bush printing flyers overseas, something he had nothing to do with, but the media ran with it because they didn't want a Republican president again. They wanted a Democrat. But they weren't as biased as they are now. Now, the same guy who does shady shit, George Stephanopoulos, is an actual newsman on the American Broadcast Company.
You know the War Room. They made a whole movie about it.
George Stephanopoulos, I'm director of communications.
Bush was on the defensive. Another good night for Bill Clinton. Three debates, three wins.
I guarantee you that if you do this, you'll never work in Democratic politics again.
Such a tough guy. This attorney points out that you don't like to talk about this particular behavior, George. Maybe that's why you skipped it in your discussion with Nancy Mace. But as you know, private detectives were hired. The women say they were threatened, and they were publicly shamed by you and your well-funded team. Did you worry then that this behavior might shame victims from coming forward? You admitted in your own memoir that Hillary Clinton told you about one accuser, quote, "We have to destroy her story." Did you object? Did you say?
Really, if you want to look at who, I remember Trent Lott getting kicked out of Congress. Name a liberal that has lost their position for sexual harassment. Oh, that guy from SNL. And they said he shouldn't have. He should have fought it. Because now, they believe the only sexual harassment is done by conservatives or non-progs. Because if you're part of our team, your allyship, the way you conduct yourself, is way better and more important than the actual deeds you do.
That's shaming. No. In fact, you later described yourself as Bill Clinton's, quote, enabler. But sir, how could you have enabled and defended a man like this, accused by multiple women of sexual assault, rape, and harassment? Which brings us to Paula Jones. You were Clinton's attack dog when Jones came forward claiming Bill Clinton had exposed himself to her. That when he was governor of Arkansas, he summoned her through state troopers to a Little Rock, Arkansas hotel room and took out his penis. A charge Clinton denies, just as Trump denies E. Jean Carroll's allegations against him. What do you think he wanted done with that thing, George? Just a little show and tell? Jones was poor, a graduate of secretarial school, and worked for the state. She had no power, no connections, and he was the sitting governor. She didn't go to Columbia and Oxford and become a Rhodes Scholar like you, George. She was a nothing to you. Your buddy Carville immediately went after Ms. Jones, infamously saying, if you drag a $100 bill through a trailer park, you never know what you'll find. And you? Did you defend Paula Jones, saying, we don't shame accusers. That's wrong. No. You compared Jones to Tanya Harding as, quoting here from the New York Times, just another woman seeking cash for telling a tabloid tale. Fire up that war room, George, and destroy her. Bill Clinton would ultimately pay Paula Jones almost $1 million to settle her civil
suit
against
him. This is so nicely done.
And you remained Team Clinton all the way. To say nothing of Juanita Broderick's rape allegation or Kathleen Willey's allegations and more. But now you, quote, don't understand how Nancy Mace can support a man found liable for sexual assault of one woman 30 years ago in a civil trial in which the burden of proof is just 51% likely. My God, how did anyone at ABC think this was a good line of inquiry for George Stephanopoulos of...
They don't check him. They're worse than him. See, in the left, they think George Stephanopoulos... They thought Chris Matthews was too far right. And then Welker, girl power, is over on Meet the Press, which is not really a press meeting show. It's a liberal power hour. She lets Schiff do this. Now, I want you to remember, if you just stumbled on the show, I'm not a MAGA guy. I'm not a Republican guy. I'm not a fucking liberal guy. I'm just a dude in the middle. Apolitical. Schiff has lied more in the last fucking 6 years than any politician ever. He literally said he had proof that Trump colluded with Russia, the Mueller investigation, and all fucking investigations came up with nada. They illegally wiretrapped a politician that they didn't want to be president. He accidentally won, and then they spent 4 years destroying him. Then he decided to run again after this shitbag, and we're trying to destroy him with so many legal cases that are bullshit and would never be brought up for a liberal, just to tie him up in court, hoping they could figure out a way to get their shitty candidate across the finish line. So Schiff's a fucking lying ass. All Republicans on this show will be challenged. When does he get challenged at any time in this interview?
Congressman, let me ask you about this development this weekend. U.S. intelligence officials are planning to provide briefings for Donald Trump if he officially secures the nomination, despite the fact that he's facing 40 felony charges for his handling of classified documents. As the former chair of the House Intelligence Committee, do you think it's appropriate for him to receive intelligence briefings?
Well, that is the practice, but we've never had a situation where one of the candidates for president has been so criminally negligent when it comes to handling, if not worse, when it comes to handling classified information. So I have to hope, and knowing the intelligence community as I do, that they will dumb down the briefing for Donald Trump. That is, they will give him no more information than absolutely necessary, nothing that would reveal sources or methods. Because we can't trust that he will do the right thing with that information. He's been so reckless. So, yes, it does concern me. It is part of a long tradition. They will be wary of what they share with him, and they should.
You should not be getting him. Here's Bill Maher on the whole thing. I love playing his sound bites.
She could run with Biden. But that's my dream, a unity ticket. And then he would, I think, definitely win because nobody's going to. And of course, she said some crazy things. Mm. Most politicians have, not as crazy as we've never been a racist country. I mean, that's pretty crazy.
Wow.
But you would literally destroy the Democratic base. I mean, take off the first African-American female vice president.
She's a woman of color. Wink,
yeah,
wink.
But it's just like black women are like the core of the Democratic Party.
Maybe the problem with the left is that's all they think about people. They're not actually people. They're little checkbox that they can say, oh, they're black. They're women. They're going to vote for us. We're not going to do anything for them. And that's the thing I understand. Why African Americans even go to the Democratic Party? What the fuck have they done for you? They've ignored you now. They've gone on to gay people. It's transgender black males who are pretending to be women and taking away shit from women. African-American queens are getting fucked over by dudes. Not whitey. Joe Scarborough, like Orban, Trump hates the press and anyone who checks his power. And like Orban, Trump will target, arrest press members if he returns to power. Trump, in his speech in Rome, Georgia, calls the press the back of the room criminals, and he's right. Hey, Joe, this is Rick No One. Who is currently running the DOJ while recently perp walked a Blaze TV journalist for covering January 6th? Oh, my God! Nicely done. That's just spot the fuck on, because that... It happens under lefties all the fucking time. Rosen under Obama. New York Times. Like everything else in Schultz Bullish paper, the New York Times bestseller list is fake. They're forced to admit in court that it's not a rank list, it's actually editorial content, and they can exclude books they don't like. Thus, the ruling stood that New York Times bestseller list was editorial content, not objective factual content, and that they had right to exclude whatever book they wanted. Mitt Romney, in a good way, the delivery was over the top, out of character. Biden, of course, Katie Britz, too. The media overreaction to hers, not his, tells us who liberals most fear as a VP nominee. This is Joe Biden's economy, folks. This is where we're at on his economy. Holy shit, I thought this was a typo. In February, 1.2 million immigrants, legal and illegal, gained a job. Meanwhile, 500K native-born Americans lost their jobs. Since COVID, native-born workers have actually lost 2 million jobs. All the net job gains are immigrants, illegal immigrants. There have been zero job creation for U.S.-born workers since June 2018. All 3.9 million is from immigrants. This is his economy. This is who they are. They don't give a fuck about you. They want to replace us. They don't like Americans. We have opinions. Joe Biden, I see a future for all Americans because I'm a president for all Americans. But what is the picture? African Americans. Do you think it's on a stage? Do you don't think they did it on purpose? You're president for Ukraine and third world illegals. Definitely not a president for America. FDNY boss hunts down staffers to boo New York AG Letitia James, cheered for Trump at promotion ceremony, and want to get him in trouble. Nice. That's fucking fantastic. Mark Levin. Sleazy Liz Cheney needs to receive some of the Stalinist medicine she introduced into the body politic against scores of patriotic Americans. That is, she needs to be compelled to testify on oath about, among other things, what knowledge she may have about possible... And let me see. I'm not going to read the rest of it. Hi, Mark. I see you're still spreading BS. You and the bozos who wrote the might... This might want to actually read the 1-6 report appendix. SecDef Miller transcribes Trump never ordered 10 cascade troops. Judge Wallace finding. I wrote it, moron. You're a pathetic disgrace and demagogue and have exposed yourself for all time. Funny how you avoid public debates with your detractors, including me, coward. You should consider professional help. They went back and forth. The problem is... they released it. Molly Hemingway, I covered it in the last podcast. They want to pretend it's not real, but it's real. He did request it. You did ignore it. This is nowhere to be seen. Dozens of casualties, U.S.-Mexican border. Over 2 dozen people received medical treatment by attempting to climb the 30-foot U.S. wall and fell. Hochul banning long guns in the subways because it offends people. But her crimes through the roof. Sam Jones, a journalist. How is she awesome? How? Anybody? I don't understand. So... going to play a quick one. It is protesters once again in Cleveland shutting down because they're Palestinian, pro-Palestinian. They get away with it. They don't get arrested. Dude gets arrested for heckling at the president, but these people can shut down traffic, do whatever the fuck they want.
No. Yo soy superior. We'll be right back.
move on to the protests at the Oscars, and they're being brought on by Mark Ruffalo here, which I think is really great. But then we'll see the media actually was against it, which surprised me, because why would they protest liberals?
Media protest, shut down the Oscars tonight.
My taxes pay for death. No Oscars during a genocide. Free Palestine. Well, to the Post, this is Hilaria Bryden Esquire. Mark Ruffalo bravely calls protesters to shut down the Oscars before posing for photos on the red carpet and going inside to enjoy the Oscars. Palestinian protests shut down the Oscars tonight and humanity wins, Mark Ruffalo says. We love Mark Ruffalo. Mark Ruffalo and Emma Stone won. I'm sobbing. Tonight at the Oscars, I stand with My Voice, My Choice, who are using their finger heart to champion the right to choose. In this major election year, some women's rights are fucking not happening. This guy's just all up and, like, he's my daughter. He just protests the fucking protest. I mean, this dude's the shit, man. So, we did have some shenanigans. I don't know if I have it in there. I know one guy did the Save Palestinian bullshit. But here is Tony Dukopic on CBS.
The show started late.
Mr. Ducci,
exactly right.
Late, but also a little early. I mean, an hour earlier. Usually, I'm used to the Oscars starting at 8.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, but at 7 o'clock, I'm sitting there. It didn't come on till 7:06. They had all these commercials. I kept thinking, what's happening?
So let me explain what was going on, because we have a little special edition of What to Watch, some of the nuggets you may have missed. So to your point, last night's ceremony began 5 minutes late because of protests over Israel's war in Gaza. Hundreds of demonstrators shut down a major intersection near the Dolby Theater. You can see images here.
Yeah,
where the ceremony was taking place. It caused major gridlock and forced some guests to arrive late. Many of the demonstrators called for a ceasefire in Gaza. These protests have been happening everywhere, showing you continuously the anger that people have about what is happening.
Well, that's a way to get attention, and again, right there at the Oscars.
Yeah, but again, no one asked Hamas to surrender. No one asked Hamas to release the hostages.
That's right.
Exactly. I didn't see any signs that said that. I have questions.
Yeah.
Wow, a Jewish guy speaking up because he's fucking Jewish. Here's Jimmy Kimmel. Once again, he had to get Trump in it.
We have like an extra minute, and I'm really proud of something. I was wondering if I could share it with you. I just got a review, and has there ever been a worse host than Jimmy Kimmel at the Oscars? His opening was that of a less than average person trying too hard to be something which he is not and never can be. Get rid of Kimmel and perhaps replace him with another washed up but cheap ABC talent, George Slopinopoulos.
He would Slopin, I like that actually.
Stage look bigger, stronger, and more glamorous, blah, 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 make America great again. See if you can guess which former president just posted that on Truth Social. Anyone? No? Well, thank you, President Trump. Thank you for watching. I'm surprised you're still... Isn't it past your jail time?
It's so fucking cheap. That's all he's got, man.
Focused on the important stuff for sure. Before we give out the final award, did anyone...
Yeah, and then here is the second piece to that shenanigans. Sorry, I was prepping the next segment.
Emma Stone is an Oscar nominee for a fifth time, right? The fifth time. This is, and she is... Emma, you're so unbelievably great in important things. Emma played an adult woman with the brain of a child, like the lady who gave the rebuttal to the State of the Union on Thursday night. And you're just amazing. There were so many great movies that held audiences captive this year. And I mean that literally. Your movies were too long this year.
Yeah. So we're going to bump in to Trump's still on the ballot shit. Because they literally are mourning democracy. And then we're going to come into are woke, and I'm going to continue this theme of playing the video instead because I think it's a little more exciting than doing it on the other way. So here is just one nice little segue out into woke, and then we'll do a Instagram thing on the back, or not Instagram, a TikTok, and finish the show.
We've learned that it was a 9-0 decision ruling that Donald Trump can be on the ballot in Colorado and other states.
I'm not confident that that will produce a result that's good for American democracy.
This is actually what I had been concerned about. I had been concerned that it, should it go to the Supreme Court, they would rule this way.
I'd laugh if it weren't so sad.
My next guest says Donald Trump is still an oath-breaking insurrectionist. Do you have confidence in the Supreme Court? Do you think this court is partisan?
The court itself may have overstepped.
The court went way further than it needed to go.
Our colleague Melissa Murray has called this Supreme Court the YOLO court.
The criticism of the court is that they're playing interference.
Not since Bush v. Gore have we seen a court that's had this many opportunities to interfere in the election.
The headline here is this, that this is a unanimous ruling, but if you scratch the surface just a little.
This is a 5-4 ruling on part of it.
This is actually a 5-4 decision.
It's 5-4.
Trump will take this, spin it, spread the misinformation, disinformation on it, so it's a win for them.
He's on the ballot, and voters will vote, and he looks like he's headed to become the Republican nominee for president.
You can't save a people from themselves. If they're determined to reelect him after he organized that insurrection. Turn it up, turn it on.
Whether Joe Biden believes this madness or is simply too weak to resist it, his administration has been completely hijacked by the radical left. The dividing line in America is no longer between right or left. The choice is between normal or crazy.
All right, with a new setup, we're going to watch the videos together. So let's go. This is a Lib of TikTok, a person speaking at a school board.
Hello, my name is Maxi Glamour, M-A-X-I-G-L-A-M-O-U-R. And it's a very unfortunate situation that we are here today to battle this inherently homophobic and transphobic bill that is intentionally put into place to eradicate gender nonconforming people from the public forum. While I understand that this...
You know, I don't want to be that guy, but how can you be taken serious when you're dressed like that? How the fuck can you be taken serious?
Bill was put into place by an uncultured individual who hasn't actually been to a drag show. The last time we were here, the bill...
Maybe we don't want to see dudes with dicks tucking.
Bill was defeated because of the fact that there were many people stating the sociocultural, artistic, and economic benefits that drag provides to the state of Missouri. And so when we're looking at this, we are having a mass exodus of competent, socially aware, professional individuals leaving our cities because they are stuck within the confines of a white supremacist transphobic policy that keeps getting reintroduced year after year. All gender theorists, sociologists, and people who are looking at the research of this state that this transphobic rhetoric, this homophobia that is so pervasive, is actually creating negative psychological implications of trans individuals, of gender nonconforming.
Okay, here's the deal. I don't give a fuck if you fuck a goat. I don't care if you are a goat. You're a grown-ass person. The reality is we want to keep doing the moral thing and changing what we call values in the country. I have articles today about OnlyFans cucking. Cucking. I've been reading cucking and polyamory lately. It's huge. It's like everywhere. People are into watching their wife get fucked by somebody else. It's insane. I read it, and I just go, you gotta be kidding me. On Reddit, there's whole forums on this stuff, and I read these people literally buying the Kool-Aid that somehow, some way, you love your spouse better by letting her get fucked by somebody. And then you lose her because that guy fucked her better, and she realized you really didn't care about her because you handed her off some other guy to fuck, so she just leaves you. invariably, every one of these stories I read, from Palomore to cuckoldry to all this sexual perversion that's going on in our country by 35% of the population, by the way, ends up in divorce, breakups, everything. Because you cannot disconnect your dick from your heart. You get the feels. Because sex is just not sex. You can try not to kiss each other. You can have boundaries. You can have barriers. You can do all these little things. But eventually, it comes down to me and a person start doing that together and you become close. Correct? Because you're sticking your genitals on each other. And it falls apart, your regular marriage. Last night, I read one that was just insane. I jumped into a quad. He brought up to his wife, let's do an open marriage. He never thought about it. They went to a party. They swapped. He watched his wife make noises that he's never heard her make with the neighbor. And now her and the neighbor talk more than he talks to her. And he's losing his wife and he doesn't know what to do. The cult of Palomore were calling him a piece of shit. You don't value humans because you want to go back when it just doesn't suit your way. It's just like transgender. Once you're in, you're in. You're good. You go back, you say what's happening, you're a piece of shit. Right after that article, I read an article from a person who's been doing Palomore their entire life. They're 35 for 15 years. That's all they've had in a relationship. They gave a card to their girl, their primary, the person they love. And they had their side pieces. She thanked him and said it was so sweet. Then he comes in for his day in the bedroom. She had a new lover in there. And that letter was just on the floor. It got knocked off while she's getting her ass fucked by some other dude. Who she told him was very good. And he goes, I don't know what to do with this jealousy. It makes me feel really sad that she didn't appreciate my card. And so I couldn't get banned. I couldn't come in and just say, motherfucker, do you understand there's no feelings? She doesn't have feelings with you. She fucks whoever she wants to fuck. She doesn't want a relationship. She just wants to have sex. With as many people as can, I read these long testimonies from females, not male. I don't want a relationship. I don't want a man. I just want to fuck everything. From females to dogs to cats to Martians. I don't give a fuck. I like fucking. And people, oh, you're so awesome. I just stare at it like I stare at this stuff and go, you want to keep changing morality and be perverse with what you do. That's fine in your home. But the majority of Americans don't believe it. And even though 35% are starting some open relationship and 80% of young girls are trying to be non-binary in some areas where they push this stuff, eventually everybody goes back to what they were. It doesn't work. Reality is I'm in a sexless marriage because of my wife. I'm not going to open up the relationship. It's part of the marriage. It's part of being a team and loving somebody. You know, it's just, oh, fuck, I don't like it. We're going to renegotiate. You know, yeah, you're going to renegotiate yourself out of a fucking goddamn relationship. That's what's going to happen. Because if you're going to go fucking fuck, what is she going to do? But nobody thinks this out. Lives at TikTok had a couple of these this week. And I've been researching it because it's so prevalent in mainstream media. Not because I was interested, because I knew from Jump Street that is not Tony. Tony's been monogamous his whole life. He doesn't have a heart for it. And when you've only been married and been with one person really your whole life, you can't just start jumping around having sex with a bunch of people in your 50s. But people in their 50s are doing it. Because this media push to devalue morals. The less morals you have, the less normalness, the more apt you're going to vote Democrat. So that's why they push all this stuff. Democrats are the party of zero morals. We want to turn your kids into trans or non-binary because they become allies and they're good little protesters. That's all it's about. I don't care how you slice it, dice it. You can put a slap chop on it. It's about creating voters when they're four. Because if you don't have morals, then you don't think conservatively. You think liberally. And that's all it's about. They don't care that they're destroying marriages. They don't care that they're destroying the relationships of everybody. They don't care that everything that they push is actually having negative consequences. That a simple thing like Bill Clinton saying oral sex isn't sex made a generation of kids believe oral sex and anal sex wasn't sex. That was ground zero. I saw it. I'm not making it up. It was all over the place. We'd catch privates fucking, and they would say, well, I can't have sex till I'm married, but anal sex isn't sex. Or giving a blowjob isn't sex, even though it's called oral sex and anal sex. They believed it wasn't, because the President of the United States said that oral sex wasn't sex. These have consequences. So that's why we non-liberals cover it, and why mothers like this don't understand why their schools are pushing things this crazy.
The district recently sent this flyer, which I can provide to you, to all teachers, inviting them to a training titled Responding to Resistance. The bullet points mention that teachers will learn, quote, how to respond to resistance against rainbow clubs. Now, the discovery of this flyer was made known to us by an elementary school teacher, and it is quite alarming. It was sent just a few weeks after parents discovered a secretive lunchtime UBU club at Pleasant Grove Elementary School. Oddly, the district has not given much response to the concerned parents, but shortly after the incident, sent this flyer out to all teachers. It seems that the district's response to rightfully concerned parents of elementary age children is to ignore them and then provide teachers with training on how to push back, ignore, and keep more secrets from parents. This is blatantly...
It's not a conspiracy. We're not trying to turn your kids. This is all right-wing faux culture wars. Yet this is everywhere. It's in fucking Tennessee.
Disrespectful to parents who deserve to be partners in their child's education.
And you can be swayed so easily at such a young age that, you know, if you're constantly being inculcated into this lifestyle and this mindset, you begin to wonder who you are. You know, children are very malleable, right? And they need to be protected. They need to not be pushed into some of these things. And the fact
yes.
that these clubs are secretive, they're not letting parents know. They're like...
Everything is cloak and dagger because it has a severe implication on the respect for your parents. What the left wants you to believe is exactly what Hillary Clinton said oh so long ago. It takes a village to raise your kid. It takes a village. They're not your kids. They're the state's kids. We've heard people say that. You don't own your children. That's why certain districts do this stuff and states take their kids away. Because they won't do what they want them to do. If this isn't brainwashing, if this is not grooming, if this is not anything the left is saying, non-progs are saying is a lie, well then why is it so rampant that when we find it and get behind it, it's this. It is deep, dark craziness. Lyft, because every business believes they have to do it, they came down with Lyft Women Connect program. Women Plus.
Hi, I'm Davey, and this is Maxine, and we have been driving with Lyft for over 6 years.
Now, Maxine and I are getting ready to go out driving tonight, but we're going to try something new for the first time in those 6 years. We're going to turn on the Women Plus Connect feature. Women Plus Connect is a feature that matches women and non-binary drivers with more women and non-binary riders.
Women Plus Connect gives women and non-binary drivers the option to turn on a preference that will prioritize matches with other nearby women and non-binary riders. Women Plus Connect first launched in September of last year in select early access cities, but now they're expanding it nationwide. I'm so excited. This feature offers more control over the driving experience for women and non-binary people, allowing them to feel more confident in the car. All right, time to get driving.
I would be feeling the opposite of confident if felt it was my driver. If I saw him in the driver's seat, I had scheduled to pick him up, I'd cancel the service. If you're not smart enough to know that you are a man or a woman and live in a delusion, you're not smart enough to operate a freaking car. Lyft is begging to be the next Bud Light. Do they really think that women feel safer being driven by a biological man and woman face? Boycott Lyft broke out and went viral. Above me, since we're doing multiple shit today. Outspoken trans activist Crystal Lazon, who advocated for child gender transition, arrested for child porn. How many of these do we have? Does anybody know? Breaking, U.S. Army updates their training and removes slides saying racism is ingrained in the U.S. after Libs of TikTok exposed it. We have a long way to go, this slide says. Race is fictional social construct supported by economic needs of 15th century and further exacerbated by early anthropologists and human philosophers. Enables the concept of whiteness and blackness, allowed for false recognition of inferiority. White guilt is valueless. We cannot change the past, nor did we, in the present, create said past. Whites are responsible for the current racial bias in the culture today and tomorrow. And within this is another parent. And I'm going to play these because we have a media and an election coming that are not going to show that this is the kind of stuff that the left wants. This is what the left wants America to be. So, here is... Let me pause this, sorry. This is our next thing, which just scared the fucking shit out of me when I watched it, because I used to go there. But here is another one.
Marianne Jensen. My name is Marianne Jensen, and I'm here to talk about an ideology that is based on the unscientific opinions of a select few partisan elites. It's a dysfunctional adaptation of a politically charged concept which has taken our schools backwards and not forward.
Marianne Jensen.
A select few partisan elites. It's a dysfunctional adaptation of a politically charged concept which has taken our schools backwards and not forward. This board's misguided focus on diversity, equity, and inclusion. Those three words are quite noble. True diversity can strengthen knowledge and understanding. True equity, Ms. Williams, will you please sit down? You're showing example of inclusion. True equity is defined as fairness with impartiality. And inclusion, well, who doesn't want to be included in life's pursuits? Unfortunately, those words have lost their true meanings through this board's progressive agenda. Example, Ms. Williams walking out during my speech. The term diversity is misused to deceive children into following a system that fosters division based on demographics and beliefs.
Yep.
The term inclusion is warped to justify the exclusion of anyone or idea that dares to disagree. Interesting. And this doublespeak has taken the impartiality out of equity, instead using fairness as a weapon to attain unrealistic outcomes. Maybe there's a place for social science experiments, but it's not in public schools. How can you focus on a woman who advocate diversity and inclusion theme this month when many educators refuse to define a woman? How can you celebrate?
I mean, this is just a normal mom. It's just a normal mom. And this is the shit they have to put up with in their fucking schools. This comes from Wheaton, which scares the fucking shit out of me because they used to have a store there. Breaking, Wheaton police just announced that two students involved in the fight will be in court tomorrow facing felony charges. Unclear if this was only due to the backlash on X. It appears based on a mom's testimony who claimed the school brushed it off and the perpetrators barely received any punishment. Two juvenile face charges after video circulates alleged Wheaton assault at Wheaton Warren High School. This is that assault.
What the fuck did you do? The best nigga!
Get that bitch out, nigga. Get that bitch out.
Hi, folks.
Get a nurse.
What race was that? Oh, I saw a black child. That's amazing. We didn't cover it. That's cool. J.K. Rowling, still getting this. How has she not been beaten and skinned alive for this? Happy birthday, parent, birthing parent day to all those large gametes were fertilized, resulting in a small human whose sex was assigned by doctor, making mostly lucky progress. Another one, cunt. Devastated and bewildered that my embrace of inclusive language has angered most enthusiastic and fucking devotees. Here's another one. Last night, use of Say Her Name for Majority Taylor Greene during the State of the Union address reflects a deeply offensive trend in right-wing politics that intentionally misleading appropriation of justice-seeking demands from those who have historically been rendered voiceless. So you can't say it. We can say it. OnlyFans is destroying women. The stats on this are fucking insane right now. The amount of women who are doing this. Women have left the platform speaking out, said the money isn't worth the degradation. Last year, a teacher in Arizona lost her job after filming for an OnlyFans account on school grounds. Her husband, a substitute teacher, lost his too. More recently, a former OnlyFans creator who was making $20,000 a month spoke to Business Insider about quitting the platform. Got to the point where the money wasn't worth it. In an as-told-to interview published by Business Insider, the woman said she started an account on the platform at age 18 and used it for 3 years. Since she's already been posting photos of herself in bikini on Instagram, she saw OnlyFans as a natural extension of that, except that she'd get paid. She didn't take into account the difficulties human beings often have reaching sanity, whether in food, the acquisition of money, or other desires. No matter how much money she made, she said she wasn't satisfied. And no matter how racy the content she provided, subscribers wanted to go further. Said she occasionally took money for nude photos, even though I didn't want to because I felt pressured. Similarly, models and actors Black China, whose real name is Angela White, quit OnlyFans after becoming a Christian, calling the OnlyFans experience degrading. It's one of those things where I did what I needed to do at the moment because of the circumstances I was in, Cynthia said in an earlier video this year. These comments peel back one of the many problematic layers of OnlyFans. In this case, the platform appeals to people who are struggling financially. The women are poor and desperate, often to put food on a table. A lot of them are from Eastern Europe or Global South, and their bodies are being commodified and monetized by OnlyFans. The exploitation of desperate, of course, is the old sin in the field of sex work, which used to be known as prostitution. But what's the difference now? It's not just a few people. It's a lot of people. A lot. Here's some shit by Amy Schumer. Hulu dramedy, Life and Beth, abortion procedures, just taking, like taking a nap.
Have you ever had any kind of anesthesia or sedation before?
Just once, my wisdom teeth in high school. My mom said I was slurring and asking why there's no Mr. America. Obviously, there's no Mr. America. Mr. America is just like the president. Women have to be in a goddamn swimsuit competition our whole lives.
Are you ready? You're gonna do great. We're gonna take great care of you. Okay. We're gonna get those meds started now. And they're gonna relax you. And you'll be all done before you know it.
Just like taking a nap, right?
Exactly.
Like taking a nap. Killing
Sorry
a kid is like
I'm Dr.
taking
Sabri. I'll be
a nap.
Your procedure today, and your vitals look good. So, just be doing a quick examination, and then we're going to do your ultrasound.
This is it.
Yes. We always wanted to be pregnant at the same time.
Mm, we did it.
Hi. I'm having a geriatric pregnancy. You're having a geriatric abortion.
How could you kill your unborn child?
It's a sin. You're a sinner. Nobody will ever love you.
That one hurt.
Thank you for taking the heat.
Jesus will never forgive you.
It's supposed to be your day. Sorry to steal your thunder.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Everything they do is over the top. Of course, they didn't do the part where she has her legs in the stirrup. She's already on anesthesia. And she goes, the baby's farther along. We need another $500. Will your boyfriend be paying? That's not made up. That's actually the truth. That's what they do. It's by the week. It's a business. It makes trillions, yet we still give $680 million a year. An article I saw that I cannot believe. It needs to be said, Sydney Sweeney's boobs are not that big. Why are, what? That chick has huge tits. That's an article from Slate. Isn't that sexist? I thought that was sexist. Taco Bell closing down their entrances because they have too much goddamn freaking crime, so they have drive-thru only so they can protect their workers. DEI office in the VA is so hostile and toxic with rampant sexual misconduct, internal probe finds. It's deeply concerning to hear about reports of hostile and toxic environments with the DEI office of Biden's VA, especially with rampant sexual misconduct allegations. Ensuring a safe and respectful workplace should be top priority, but it's not. NYC burns pizzeria with new rule cutting smoky balloons by 75% so you can't have a wood firing grill. So how do you make your fucking pizza? Very interesting. Lady Gaga decide to go against people because of Dylan Mulvaney. Sorry. It's a huge fucking...
Transgender activist Dylan Mulvaney received a flood of hateful comments after sharing a snapshot of her and Lady Gaga to celebrate International Women's Day on Friday, March 8th. 3 days later, the Rain on Me singer took to Instagram to slam the transphobic remarks. It's appalling to me that a post about National Women's Day by Dylan Mulvaney and me would be met with such vitriol and hatred, she wrote in the lengthy message. When I see a newspaper reporting on hatred but calling it backlash, I feel it is important to clarify that hatred is hatred, and this kind of hatred is violence. But it is not surprising given the immense work that it's obvious we still have to do as a society to make room for transgender lives to be cherished and upheld by all of us, she continued. I feel very protective in this moment, not only of Dylan, but of the trans community who continues to lead the way with their endless grace and inspiration in the face of constant degradation, intolerance, and physical, verbal, and mental violence, she added. I certainly do not speak for this community, but I have something to say. Lady Gaga said that her hope was that women would come together to honor us all on International Women's Day until the day that all women and all people are celebrated equally. Because people of all gender identities and races deserve peace and dignity, she explained. May we all come together and be loving, accepting, warm, welcoming. May we all stand and honor the complexity and challenge of trans life that we do not know, but can seek to understand and have compassion for. I love people too much to allow hatred to be referred to as backlash. People deserve better, she concluded. Mulvaney replied to the Born This Way artist message in the comments section. You mean the world to me, she penned. Love ya. Although Lady Gaga also received a slew of transphobic opinions, other fans called out the hate. One user wrote, everyone saying no Gaga, she became woke lol, have y'all not been here for Born This Way or her whole career basically? Another follower...
The problem is it isn't right-wing jackasses that they're going to try to make that out to be. It is women going, no. Why is he considered a woman? Why does he get to take my womanhood? Why? I just don't understand why we can't differentiate between what a woman is and what a man dressed as a woman is. Why can't we do that as a country? And then last, before we go into our Instagram, cuckolding could be a positive for some couples, study says. This is CNN. The author is Dan Savage, pushing that it is great to share your wife with somebody else. Because once again, why have morals when we cannot have fucking morals? 2 hour. Time for TikTok. Okay, we're going to start with a lady called Jane Hocking. She's 38 years old. She hates men, but she's a columnist for Newsmaku. New York Post, Saucy Secrets, go live every Monday. She is a relationship therapist. I don't know how that works when you hate men.
Okay, so each week on my Instagram, I ask my followers to tell me a saucy secret. It goes via that link. It's completely anonymous, even to me, so I just get a little notification saying a new secret has come in. I provide thought starters because I want some really juicy ones, and they never fail to shock me. So let's go through this week's. Okay, not gonna lie, I'm quite proud of the picture I used for this one. So the confession was, I let a guy eat my ass for the first time this weekend, and I didn't hate it. So I picked this picture. Booty! Why is everyone eating ass at the moment? It's becoming a real thing. I get people daily saying to me, oh my God, this guy ate my ass, or oh, I'm really into eating ass, or I recently dated a guy who was super into it. Anyway, maybe it's the next article. Okay, this one's pretty disgusting, and if you followed me for a while, you know I hate poo, fart, bodily function chats.
Been watching a lot of videos lately. I don't think women understand. Men think it's hot when you do kinky shit, but they don't want to be with you. They just want to fuck you. And the general crudity, which isn't a word, of women nowadays is unfucking believable. Now remember, this lady is supposedly a bigwig. I gotta download this. She's allowed on TV. All right, I'm gonna play another one of hers, but she's on TV, like a real person, and this is what she's talking about.
I'll admit I may have seen better days, but I'm still not to be had for the price of a cocktail.
A date once where the guy got been with my partner for 10 plus years, I could count on one hand. It's all vulgarity, man. It's just all vulgarity. Everything she's putting out is vulgarity, and I don't understand why everybody's so goddamn vulgar. I mean, what the
Asking
fuck?
Asking me to pull up late at night is disgusting. Like, where's the boundaries? Where's my respect? What's your address? Where do I park? Do I go in the front, in the back? Is the door locked? Come on, talk to me. What's good?
Here she's actually brought on TV.
About this
yeah.
Too. I mean, what's
I think
the
she's problem? Aussie,
Why
I'm getting
are
it.
Aussie blokes duds?
They're just lazy. Jade got it right. The word is lazy. They turn up to dates in board shorts. If you turn up to a date, because first they'll ask you, just come to my house and hang. Like, I've never had so many Uber Eats in my life. Enough. Or they'll say, come to the pub. And then between, you'll go to the pub, but they're also watching the NRL or the AFL or the cricket's on. And like, guys,
we need to step up, right?
We live in
Isn't
Australia.
That a date, though?
No, that is a horrible
Whatever.
Date.
Go out with your bros
we
for that.
We live at, like, near beaches. We've got art galleries. We've got, you know.
Who wants to go to an art gallery?
Everybody
Women
does.
Do.
You're not going to find a real man who wants to do that.
But woo us. Just like, you know, take the mickey and woo us for the first time.
All right, well, you must have a to-do list then, Jana. What should men be doing?
Men should be wearing cologne, checking your breath. I hate that I have to say, brush your teeth.
It's so obvious.
Men, brush your teeth. Like, the halitosis is real.
Chewy or mint or something
just
in your pocket.
Just a little Listerine.
Yeah, yeah.
So maybe you're just off blokes in general.
I like to just say, and it's fucked up to say it, but she's 30 fucking 8, and she's not married. She admits she's just dissed guys because her standards were way too high. This is a predator in the gym.
My leg day warm up?
No, don't give me that bullshit. I know you know what you're doing. So actually,
she's video doing sexy stuff to try to get guys in trouble. Then you go to her account. She got ran off the internet. This is literally what her TikTok was.
I was bullied by a grown-ass man at the car dealership yesterday. Keep in mind, I already know the car that I'm going to buy, and I'm a serious buyer. Anyways, I went to the dealership, walked through the doors. This man greets me there, and I said, hi, can I test drive this car? I checked their website. I know what they have. I know their inventory. They had the car that I wanted. Okay, he says no. I said, why? He said, we don't have any of those. And I said, I'm looking at it right now. And he said, no, someone has a deposit on that. And I said, no, I really don't think so. Can I at least see the inside of it? No one had a deposit on the car. So he finally let me go see the inside of the car. And then I was like, okay, well, can I please test drive it? Like, there's no deposit. It's for sale. I want to buy this car. Finally, he lets me test drive it. As we're pulling out, he literally looks over at me like this. So you're in the entertainment industry? I said something like that. Basically, for the rest of the time, he wouldn't let me speak with the manager. He wouldn't let me order the car that I wanted. And then he tried to bully me into putting a deposit down on a car that I didn't come there for.
If I believe what every bitch in New York is saying about me, I'd never leave the house.
I'm going to get to a point on this in a second. Here's another one of her nice content.
Get ready with me to go to Equinox. In high school, if you had an Equinox membership, it was like the craziest thing ever. Because it was $100 a month. Now, it's like $220 just to be able to go to one gym. And I feel like no one bats an eye. Usually I wear really, like, absurd shirts when I go to the gym, like I Heart Dilfs.
Like, tiny workout shorts, but I'm shy. So, I need to put sweats all over.
Sweat shorts? Cute? Yeah. My friend told me that there's hot guys there. The Dilfs will be like, is she calling me? And I'm like, yes, I am calling you, please. I actually don't own shoes that aren't platforms. I like being, like, 6 foot. When I wear my shoes. I'll date a short man. Like, I don't care. I've dated guys freaking all the way down to 5'6".
If you would have told me that I was going to be smashing myself with a candy cane for money a year ago, I would have never believed you. But here we are. Merry Christmas. Kind of swap.
You can't be taken serious when you act like this. I've been watching this new channel that came up. It's called Alpha and the Bro something. It's basically an anti-woman thing, which I'm not really into. But literally, women will be asked, what do you want in a man? 6'1", 6'2", six figures, 23 to 34. That's 0.75, 0.75% of the population. And so on all these apps, when they're trying to find guys, they can't find any guys because they have such high standards that they only get a slice. The average man is 5'8". I'm almost 5'11". The average man is chubby. The average man, median income in the United States is $39,000. I'm unemployed, but with my benefits, I make about $60,000. I don't make six figures. I'm not 6'1". So who is the worst sex nowadays? Does anybody know? Because I don't. I'm so fucking confused with what we're saying good is. I mean, that girl is supposedly what we're supposed to be looking for, young males. But I see her and I just think she is so fucking low class. Like, God damn, you are not attractive. You have fucking issues. Which brings me to a quick little segue, because it's on this subject of what's supposed to be awesome and shit. This is a website on Reddit, or a sub on Reddit. And basically, it covers Travis Kelce. And hopefully I can get this to work. So I'm going to read these because this is all the stuff they pulled up on this guy who is now the greatest thing ever in the world. Not long ago, he was being behind in back taxes for a year with multiple tax liens, even after years of multi-million dollar salary. He had many excessively spent for by parties at clubs with VIP bottle services, referred to people as ugly, fat, funny, looking retarded. The certain woman should be under his arbitrary weight threshold, not expose their fat, and pass a beauty test. Shoved a football into other players' groin that caused him to lift up into the air, then fell down. He got fined $12,000. Punched his teammate. A rookie who hardly touched him during training camp. Made a sexually dismissive, obscene hand gesture. Was fined $11,000. Told a reporter and certain referee they should be able to work as a fucking footlocker. $12,500. Yelled at a referee and threw his towel at the referee. $25,000. There we go. Yeah, 30. When no one was near him, he charged at, then viciously knocked over a standing opponent, causing him to fall flat. $9,000 fine. Belts in Mike, hey, I got some wise words to the Cincinnati mayor. No roll and shut your mouth, jabroni. Say his opponent deserved a shot to his face. Target the most globally famous singer who's billionaire to bolster his fame, finances, and ego for the wrong reasons. Since he's striving for a career in entertainment, he's been collaborating with talent managers Aaron and Andre Ayons, a creative strategist, a community outreach coordinator, and a Los Angeles-based... Los Angeles-based publicity to elevate his rise to stardom as they pitch to make him world-famous like The Rock. It's apparent from his recent body language he's not nearly as into Taylor Swift. He used a charity event he could have canceled as an excuse to leave Australia after a two-day visit because he preferred to party at a nightclub in Las Vegas with his teammates. He pretended he's into her by singing her love song, but it's only for his own attention. Travis Kelce loves Tyreek Hill and he wants others to love him as well. This year he praised Tyreek Hill despite his history of egregious domestic violence. He proclaimed Tyreek is loved in the city and he'll forever be loved in the city. I expect Kansas City to give him nothing but love. Tyreek pled guilty to punching his pregnant girlfriend in the stomach, her face, and strangled her in 2014. The police report stated she was thrown around like a rag doll. In 2019, a district attorney held a press conference stating he had insufficient evidence to prosecute, but believed a crime happened to Tyreek's 3-year-old son, who was bruised with a broken arm. The following day, a recording of his voice was released by his son's mother, threatening, "You need to be terrified of me, too, bitch." But no charges were filed. Tyreek also accused of assaulting a woman and a man in a separate incident in 2023. I cannot defend a person who completely disregards another man committing violence against women and children. Obviously, NFL players are not hired to be pillars of virtue and tact in society. However, what I find concerning is how many people continue to idolize an athlete who's considered the best in his field as an excuse to justify their antagonistic behavior, bullying, anger, feeling superiority, disrespect, etc., etc. For those who are unaware, someone with a narcissistic behavior can come across as the most unbelievably convincing, genuine, charismatic, cool, funny, caring, charming, whatever positive attributes in public, but treat others terribly when it's less noticeable. I'm not a Swiftie and a Chief fan. I've watched the NFL, WWE, NHL, and the UFC for decades, and I'm involved in martial arts. It's sickening how these organizations condone immoral and ethical abusive criminal, or other types of unfavorable behavior because they're making multi-million dollars profit off their employees. It's concerning how so many people mindlessly follow their suit and casually normalize or defend an athlete's ugly behavior, so as long as they feel entertained. Please read my other post about Travis Kelce's red flags. But we've never heard any of that because he is the all-American dude. Interesting. Our next video. Once again, if you're new, they just come in my feed because I don't have a feed. Are we going to play? Okay. There we go. I don't know if that's attractive or not. Kind of scared me. Here's a chick.
Watch me do my hair as I tell you a story as to why you should not be giving guys a second chance after they screw up. Let me preface this by saying I am a single mother, and I take dating very seriously, although I have not been dating a lot. I'm not looking to hook up with somebody. I'm looking for something serious. I'm looking to be in a relationship. So, let's get started. So I met this guy in December on Bumble. We were talking, hitting it off. He literally got me off the app like right away. Like we probably exchanged a few messages on the app before he was like, hey, let me text you. He texted me, we planned a date, went out on a first date. First date was fantastic. We both talked about how we were wanting to see each other again. So we decided to do that. Went on a second date with this guy, and the second date I was like, I don't know, do I really like him as much as I thought I did the first one? Told my mom about that, and Barbie Jean was like, you shouldn't write him off right away, like, just go out with him again and kind of see how you feel. So that's what I did. Went out with him again, really enjoyed my time, and I was like, okay, maybe he was just having like an off day, I don't really know. But yeah, by the third date, I was like, wow, I'm like really into this guy. And we were going out. I wasn't having him over to my house, and obviously wasn't going to have him around my son either, because I'm just protective like that, as all moms should be. So at this point, we had been kind of seeing each other for like a month, maybe, yeah, probably about a month, maybe a little bit over a month. And I was like, okay, you know what? I'm ready to have you come to my house, but we are not doing anything sexual. That's not something I'm interested in, nor are you going to be here when my son is awake. We will just do something casual, like watch a movie and chill after my son is put to sleep at 8. And he was totally fine with that. He was like, I don't care. We don't need to do anything sexual. And I was like, oh, okay, that's refreshing. So I had him coming over to my house for a while. It was like a couple times, and I don't know. Yeah, I'd been seeing him for a while at that point, and I was like, you know what? I think I'm ready to like be intimate with him. So yeah, TMI. I did start becoming intimate with him, but I'll tell you why that was a big mistake. But before I guess I tell you that, I should probably let you know that after seeing him for like probably about a month and a half, which I know is probably early for... Oh, actually, wait a second. No, it was like 2 months. It was like 2 months, whatever. Some people might say it's early, but I decided that I was ready for him to meet my son because we talked about how things were getting serious. We were, like, you know, potentially moving towards a relationship and things like that, basically. So anyway, fast forward, he... met my son on a Saturday, and when I tell you that whole thing could not have gone any better. It could not have gone any better. He did great with my son. Like, I was really in my feels about it. I was like, okay, maybe I see a future with this guy because he was great with my son. Well, all of that came crashing.
I just want to, just for a second, why the fuck do they have to stop and start so much? Everything I watch of these young kids, they can't even carry a goddamn thought. Hey, I'm not fucking the expert over here, but you don't see me TikToking the fuck out of a podcast, and I talk for fucking 2 hours.
...crashing down within the matter of days. So he met my son on a Saturday, and then by Wednesday I got word that he was seeing another girl at the same time as me. Now, some of you might be saying, like, why does that even matter? You guys aren't exclusive. Or exclusive. You guys aren't in a relationship. Well, we had talked about how we were getting serious and we were potentially going to be starting a relationship with each other. And I guess I could have been naive. I don't know. But me thinking that things were getting serious meant that we weren't talking to other people. And so that was something that I wasn't really doing. I wasn't entertaining, you know, other guys and whatever. So I got word that he was seeing someone else. I talked to this girl and she told me everything. Like, we exchanged screenshots. We found out that, like, he had canceled plans with her so he could see me, and then he would do the same thing to me. He would cancel plans on me to go see her, and basically sleep with her, which was just absolutely disgusting. So I talk with him about it, and this is like right before Valentine's Day. I talk with him about it, and he's like, I already got you all this stuff for Valentine's Day. And I was like, you are trash. You are trash, but still give me all the stuff for Valentine's Day. I said, drop it off at my doorstep, but I do not want to see you at all. And I'll tell you what, that's exactly what he did. He came to my house like a few days later to drop off all the stuff, and he got me a huge thing of flowers. He got me lotion, body wash, and a candle from Bath & Body Works. He got me a card for Valentine's Day, and then there was another envelope. I opened the envelope. It is a handwritten note from this guy. And this note basically read, it was like, I'm so sorry, I still want to be with you. She didn't mean anything to me. And me being the dumb girl that I am, I was like, okay, I guess we never really did talk about being exclusive or whatever. So I was like, okay, like, we could see each other again and we'll try again, but you cannot be seeing other girls. You can't be sleeping with them. You can't be doing any of that stuff. And he gladly agreed. He was like, yes, I want to be with you. I'm going to focus on you. This is what we're going to do. Well, it didn't go well for me. So that happened in the middle of February. Now it's the beginning of March. It's March 6th, to be exact. And I got word that he was talking to another girl. And I found this out and I was like, you know what? I'm going to see if this guy's going to be honest with me. I am just going to kind of fish to see what's going on. So I decide to call him earlier today and I'm like, hey, why are we in a relationship? Like, I'm kind of confused. Like, I know things have been a lot better and things are just starting to get really serious between us. And, you know, now that we're exclusive and everything, like, why are we not in a relationship? This guy says, he's like, you know what? I didn't want to get into a relationship right away because I know we had a lot to work on, especially after everything that had happened. And I was like, okay, understandable. I was like, but like, are you talking to anybody else? This guy literally was like, yeah, I am talking to someone else, but like, I'm not seeing them or hanging out with them. Like, it's just very casual and I don't even really talk to them all the time. And I literally knew this was a lie as he was saying it to me. I'm gonna make a part two because this is just really, really long. And I know nobody's probably gonna watch this anyway, but it's my little diary.
Very interesting the way people date nowadays. I'll talk about it in a second.
Women are surprised when they find a guy who can make them come, and straight dudes are surprised when they find a girl who can make them feel genuine feelings in their heart. Like, women are like, he got me off 3 times, and guys are like, I mean, I just fucking like her, dude. Like... like, we talked all day, I didn't want to hit her, it was nuts! She's just like my friend? I don't know. I want to like lick her heart, I think. Straight dudes are so proud of themselves for falling in love. It's really cute. They're like, I love you.
Here's the deal.
Of course, the first thing you see when you walk into my house is this pole. And no, I don't take it down when family comes over.
I'm a stripper. Of course everyone thinks I didn't go to college. I'm a stripper. Of course I tell the lady at the bank that I'm a waitress.
I'm a stripper. Of course I can walk around in a shoe like this for 8 hours and be just fine, but you put me in a heel like this for 5 minutes and I'm gonna fold.
I'm a stripper. Of course I have a money altar set up in my house. I'm a stripper. Of course I keep my ones in boxes.
I'm a stripper. Of course I have pictures of myself all over my house.
I'm a stripper. Of course the idea of working a normal 9-to-5 job has been ruined for me, so I'm teaching myself how to tattoo.
I'm a stripper. Of course all the people closest to me are other people in the industry.
I'm a stripper. Of course when I have a rude customer, I go and write about them in my journal.
I'm a stripper. Of course everyone thinks this is my last resort.
I am a spicy content creator, and I just woke up after a full day of creating content all day yesterday. A really big reason why I got into this industry is because the normal workforce did not like all of my chronic illness. My personal biggest problem is my hip dysplasia. It currently feels like my leg is being ripped from its sockets at the base of my waist. It literally just hurts to move right now. But I'm lucky enough that I get to lay in bed all day if I want to. Because I'm...
And finger
if
myself.
You want to understand people with
yeah, that's a girl for me, man.
Disorder more, and you are in a relationship with someone that has BPD. That's also what it's called. I think it's really important that you understand this. Okay, so commonly, and I'm speaking for myself, people with BPD don't think that they deserve love. And it's crazy because I thought that I was the only one.
Boring.
Of course you came for the food.
Hooters girls. Of course I'll take a picture with your son.
We're Hooters girls. Of course they don't think we have an education.
Hooters girls. Of course we know how to hula hoop.
Hooters girls. Of course their wives don't like us.
Hooters girls. Of course my double A's look like C's.
We're Hooters girls. Of course I'm gonna try and sell you a calendar that I'm not in.
Hooters girls. Of course they think we're fatherless.
We're Hooters girls. Of course we get asked if we have a boyfriend every day.
We're Hooters girls. Of course we know what football is.
Home run! Hooters girls. Of course we have to buy pantyhose every day.
Hooters girls. Of course the cooks like to flirt with us.
Hey, go fold your laundry. I know it's sitting there. It's been sitting there for a few days, hasn't it? Maybe even getting to the point where you have to do laundry again. Well, how about you go fold it? Just a little bit. You don't even have to put it away. Or, once you get started, maybe you'll find that you can't stop. That ever happened to you? It happens to me.
What the fuck was that about?
Just a few times a week, and they're like, yeah, you know, it's chill. Like, I'm doing my own thing, whatever. And I'm like, I don't know how to be casual in a relationship. You know what I mean? Like, I want to be with you 24/7. I want you to take your skin off so I can wear it like a jacket. Because you always got my...
What?
Back. You're always with me.
Wear your skin like...
This. I want to be so close. It's disgusting. I don't know how to do my own thing. Maybe that's toxic and unhealthy, but... I don't know. I don't know how to be in a casual, like, yeah, you know, we're just like hanging out with each other. And I'm like, do you want to get married? Can I get your initial tattooed on my finger? Not even a year in. Should we move in with each other? I'm obsessed with you and I love you. And it's been a week. How is not everyone like that?
And really, truly, I'm glad to have found someone who's absolutely the same as me. No casual business here. We are... It's a lot. I'd quit my job, and he'd quit his job, and we could just be together. And that's all we would do. And we'd be happy. And, like, we'd be like, yeah, it's like, yeah, I see him once a week. What? You don't live together? It's been a week. Yeah, you know, crazy business to me. Love that for you guys to have very casual. You can just do your own thing. I love that for you. That is not for me.
Oh my God. What the fuck? I'm going to pause for a second. Lily, why do these women think this is going to get them a guy? How do you think bending over and talking about folding laundry if you just want to show your titties was a good goddamn approach? Why do you think saying I'm an obsessive compulsive bitch is wrong? Why do you think that you're in a relationship when you won't give it a name? So a guy talking to a girl is a piece of shit, but you won't commit. So he's got a backup plan, and you probably do too, and you just didn't talk about it. Relationships right now with these fucking people are unbelievably awkward, and it's because they don't have any skills. Nobody ever taught them how to relationship, and then they had the media pushing them all day long that you're supposed to fuck everything if you're a woman and be a whore because you own your body, baby, and then men will still love you. No, they won't. The kind of guy you're going to attract being a whore is not the kind of guy you're going to want to fucking marry. Because if he's going to fuck your whore's ass, he's going to fuck every piece of pussy he can see. I hate to be crude, but that's just the way it fucking rolls, people. If you're a whore, you fuck everybody. If you're a man fucking whore, you're fucking everybody. Nobody wants to look at a normal, nice guy. As I've done all this exploration into all the craziness that is our fucking society now in relationships, I realized all the time I was upset with my son because he hasn't gotten married yet, I was talking out my ass. There's no fucking way I'd marry anybody nowadays. Let me just do it. Seven Club.
Son in 2024. Here's a photo of their halfway point, and I think it's funny that July 16th just so happens to be World Snake Day, and NASA does a whole bunch of stuff on World Snake Day. Check out the insane speeds of 435,000 miles per hour, and of course they say this will be the greatest achievement since the moon landing in 1969. the insane temperatures that they're sending this lander to. Whoa! But here's the funniest part. They've got audio from the sun. Have you
Next
seen
one.
NASA's cloud machine?
I'm going to just do
That's
two
right.
today.
NASA has a machine that makes clouds. Clouds that make rainbows. Clouds that even rain. And they've got a new technology that even surpasses the cloud machine. The digital cloud machine. This new patented technology will actually scan the clouds and be able to copy them in real time. And we've got a look from one of our satellites showing some of these clouds that we've actually scanned and copied in real time. Can you see the ones that were developed through our new technology? Let's take a closer look. As you can see, cloud number one was actually scanned and copied exactly, and we can get that view from our satellites. And there's more, but I'm gonna leave it up to you to find those. I agree, this technology is awesome, but sometimes you're in a hurry and you gotta make clouds a lot faster. So keep an eye out. Look at the skies and maybe you'll see some of these copied clouds. Have you seen NASA?
Okay, that was not what I expected, and I'm not too good with it. So, let's do our lighter fare. It is Matt Best 11X. I can't remember if I played this or not, but let's close it out on something funny because, yeah, we need to laugh.
As a former action guy, I'm here to show you the importance of training how you fight. Fake arms! Nice. So, I'll start the video. You might not always have your cool guy stuff, but remember, any household item can be turned into a home defense weapon. For instance, a butter knife. Or a broom. Or a camera gimbal. All right, there we go. Pose it. Pose it. Oh, threat, threat! Being prepared for a home invasion is very important. You can use a standard AR night vision, but I prefer the M2 Browning machine gun. Also, make sure it's silenced. Don't want to wake the wife up. The ATF has been actively trying to ban stabilizing braces, and that's why I created the carbine underbarrel mount brace.
With the carbine underbarrel mount, I'm sure to blow my load at the range.
Come on, guys!
I like to go last.
Remember, a threat can present itself at any time.
Shark!
Thank God I brought an AK-47 to the pool! Scuba Steve!
It's my birthday again, I'm getting I'm in here! I dropped the soap!
What is up, you sexy YouTube mother lovers? On this
Staying up to date right with the most recent training and tactics is why I spend all of my free time watching gun tubers. In a survival situation, knowing how to start a fire is of the utmost importance. Those will work. Woo! Remember, first rule of combat is always look cool. Especially on social media. Maybe it's real, maybe it's not. Health is wealth, and that's why I only eat free-range wild-caught elk.
Oh, take the back! Also, I always do jiu-jitsu in between my sauna and cold plunge.
Yeah, that's weird. Hey, didn't you get this at a high fence zoo in Texas?
It's still grass-fed.
Cold plunge.
There's a lot of great companies that make mounting systems for your optics, but I'm ready for any environment at any time. That's why I've made the world's greatest f***ing whatever this is called. After that insanely instructional video, let's put it all together. Cue cinematics. This is the most stupidest thing we've ever done. So, yeah, thanks for watching, whatever. companies that make optic fucking shit. Come on, guys! You can't. You just said, come on, guys! Oh, no, whatever. Who cares anymore?
And I always do jiu-jitsu in between my complex!
Remember, a threat... That's why you can turn any household item into a fucking shit fuck.
Mario Kart!
And that wraps up another episode of Flyover Politic Podcast. Share with your family and friends. Go to Flyover Politic with a K. Email foppodcast@gmail.com, foppodcast@gmail.com. You can get this on Rumble at 42467, Old Dude Music Review. You can also be found on the Flyover Politic with a K SoundCloud. You can see that Rumble at 553-2123. We're going to go with our next show being 15th of March, Year of Our Lord, 2024. And we'll do an Old Dude Music Review on the 16th, most likely. Kind of running out of ideas. Make sure you disconnect from all your devices. Don't give the yeah-yeahs. And tune in for the next show. As always, thanks for listening. Take care.